The headliners for 2019 include Sting, John Mayer, Luke Combs, and Portugal the Man. So talk about putting this lineup together.
In Mayer's case, he almost came last year. So we went and revisited it. Said, okay, it didn't work out last year. Do you want to try again? And then it did. And then with Sting, honestly, that's a conversation that has been going on between our camp and theirs. I bet it's at least 15 years ago, the first time we invited Sting.
About two of the past 34 headliners since 2015 have featured female artists. No doubt, it was 2015.
You're going to one of my favorite topics.
Great.
Let's go.
And
let's
then Lake Street Dive in 2017. So why? What are some difficulties in booking female artists?
Boy, this has been a big topic of conversation, not only within our offices, but I will say within the industry. So we're aware of it, and it hasn't been for lack of trying. One thing is that some of the women that are really out there who are really successful in headliners, they're literally too big. So we've been turned down by plenty of women. But then when you go down to the, let's say, the smaller, the artist that would be appropriate, we're not against them, you know, but eventually it's a marketplace and we have a budget too. Any slot you're looking at, it's a judgment call. It's like going to a restaurant. There might be three entrees that are appealing to you, but eventually you're going to have to pick. We have these decisions all the time. Well, here's a woman and here's a guy, but then we have to come down eventually to what's the number and does it fit? So it's a giant quilt. You know, all I can say is that we're aware of it and we're working on it. This is not like we don't like female artists. There's no proof. We just try. It's up to them. It takes two to tango in this deal. You know, two have to say yes.